这个不谦卑的这个教授最后亏本了。
Therefore, we see end of the day, the one, the professor who thinks that he is wise, was the one who actually lost more money than the one who was humble.
我告诉你，谦卑的人是真的蒙福的。
Yes, truly, I can share with you that the person who is humble will definitely receive blessings from the Lord.
我以前比较年轻的时候啊，常常去宣教、短宣的。
When I was younger in my age, I normally take mission trip to share the gospel.
但是那个时代啊，他们那边需要很多衣服啊。
But you know, those days, the places that we visited were a bit more rural, and there were many needs among the people that we were trying to share the gospel.
所以我们都背着那个袋啊，一个人背带个十多二十公斤的袋呢，啊，拿去给他们。
And therefore, in those mission trips, we normally have to carry a lot of things.To distribute to those people.
那个大概是我二十年前的，大概是那时候五十岁，现在七十岁了。
So this picture was about me 20 years ago when I was in my 50s. Now I'm in my 70s.
啊，然后呢，我们就啊上山，要上山就坐那个车要上山嘛。但是因为上到山上的路很难走，而且那个 driver 要收很贵的钱，所以他们就载我们到半山腰，那么让我们走上去。
And therefore, in those trips that we have to go, normally it takes a long time for the vehicles to go up to the mountain. And sometimes the drivers is very expensive and costly to go up. And the drivers will just light us at the middle of the kind of hill or mountain.
来，我们就每个人背着我们的这个旧衣服啊。
And then for the rest of the journey, we have to then carry the load that we were bringing. 来，
我们就问那个问那边的同工说，还要走多远呢？
And therefore, normally we will ask our co-workers over there, how far is our destination from where we are?
他跟我们讲说，哦，拐一个弯就到了。
So normally they would say, oh, it's very near, just one turn and we are there already.
哇，他拐一个弯，我们走了两个小时。
But to turn that corner, we take us 2 hours of journey.
我们去到那边，哇，每个人都很疲倦了。
And by the time we reach our destination, we are very exhausted.
然后我们就坐下，天气又很冷呢。
And we took a rest, but at the time, that place it was a bit cold, also the weather.
然后他们就拿了那个一盆的那个水嘞，温温的水，让我们洗脚，让我们温暖一点。
And the workers were very nice. They actually brought a pail of this warm water to wash our feet and to keep us warm.
啊，那我们洗脚了之后，因为天气已经很暗了，所以我们那天就在那里过一个夜，又过一夜。
And I remember that that journey at that time already almost sunset. And after washing our feet, we actually took the night rest over at that village.
哎，隔天早上他们早就起来，四五点就起来，然后就准备了一窝的粥啊，给我们吃。
And the next morning, our co-workers are very nice. We rise up early in the morning and then cook delicious porridge as breakfast for each one of us.
啊，但是我其中一个同工就告诉我说，哎，牧师啊。他们这个窝啊，好像是昨天晚上我们洗脚的窝嘞。
But one of the workers observed that, Pastor, did you observe this bowl that they used to cook the porridge was the same bowl they used to contain the water that washed our feet?
乱讲了，哪有可能的？
And I told my co-workers, and that is not possible. That is what don't and do not know.
要紧啊，照吃的，照吃的。
Then I told them, never mind, just close the eye, pray, and then we can just eat.
哎，完了之后呢，我要去厕所，我就走过他的厨房。
And after our breakfast, I kind of passed through, going to the toilet, passed by the kitchen.
然后我就看他们在洗碗呢，哎，用同样的一锅在洗碗呢。
And as I was washing the bowl, they used the exact same pail to kind of wash the bowls.
我就问那个主人说，哎，请问你们家里面有多少个窝啊？
So I kind of out of curiosity, I asked the owner, in your house, how many of these big pails of
kitchen? 我们就是一个而已啊。
And the owner was so nice to say, "Oh, we only have one."
Then 那天晚上，他们要叫我们洗脚，我们说啊，不用了，不用了，我们已经习惯了。
So that night, when they want to bring water to wash our feet, we say, "Oh, it's okay, it's okay. We don't need. We are not used to washing feet."
我告诉你，有时候啊，我们谦卑一点啊，能够去祝福别人。
And therefore, in my lesson learned was that if we are able to be humble and with humility, actually we can bring blessings to wherever we go.
我以前有两个执事啊，他们两个、啊、一个很会讲话不做工，一个很会做工不会讲话。
I used to have two board members with us, one who can only talk but cannot work, and one the other one is just the opposite, can work but cannot talk.
所以他们两个人每次争执，哇，我们整个开会啊，每次吵到半命，但是他们两个讲话，最后还是没有结果。
Therefore, each time when we have board meeting, my two board members will have a lot of exchange of ideas. So end of the day, we have long meetings, but there wasn't any action taken.
感谢主，我只能够祷告说，主啊，求你怜悯他们两个人吧。
Therefore, as a senior pastor, I can only pray that Lord, may you forgive the two of them.
差不多两三年的时间。
So it's about two or three years later.
那个会会讲话不做工的就告诉我说，哦，我的。这个老婆呢她现在我们现在搬到回娘，我老婆说我们去另外一个教会聚会好不好。
Therefore after two or three years, the one who talk a lot with no action told me that the wives they moved house and relocate, and then the wives want to go to another church and ask me is it okay. I say okay.
Yeah, 实际上她是已经跟我讲过很多次了，哎，那个时候我祷告了，说好好干，就祝福你，你就过去吧。
And then after some time of praying, I kind of give him my consent. I say, okay, you can move over to the other church.
不久之后啊，那个会讲话，那个会做工不会讲话，每次骂人的那个人也跟我讲说，他要去另外一个教会。
And after some time, the other board member who can do work but communicate very little also told me that he wants to move out to another church.
我也祝福他，让他去吧。
And I also bless him and also allow him to.
哇，他们两个去了之后，我们整个 board 啊 ，member 啊，全部活起来。
And after the two board members left, our board meeting became alive.
因为以前没有机会讲话，没有机会发言，现在有机会了。
Because in previous time, these 2% actually hog the meeting where there were no opportunity for the rest of the board members to express their views and to communicate.
当我们谦卑下来的时候，上帝就是这样的祝福我们。
And therefore, when we are humble enough, the Lord will always use us as a blessing.
尼托森弟兄啊，常说一句话，他说：“谦卑不是少想自己，乃是不想自己；谦卑呢，不是小看自己，乃是不看自己。那真谦卑的人呢，都是真死掉的人。”
Watchman Nee has this quotation. He says, "Humility does not mean thinking less of oneself, but not thinking about oneself. Humility does not mean looking down on oneself, but not looking at oneself. Those who are truly humble are truly people who die to themselves."
所以，当亚伯拉罕、当耶稣谦卑的时候，上帝的祝福就在我们的当中。
And therefore we see from the life of Abraham, from the life of Jesus, as both of them humble themselves, through them we receive the blessings from God.
第二，尊荣领袖。
Number two, here we can learn is to honor leaders.
那个也是一个很大的祝福。
That itself is also a great blessing from the Lord.
很多时候呢，很多人不知道怎么样的尊荣我们的领袖。
And I realize that many of us don't know how to honor leaders.
尊荣不是你去杀咖他嘞，不是你知道吗
？The word to honor doesn't mean you 杀咖 okay gain favors from your leaders.
并不是这样的。
It doesn't mean to honor your leaders. That means to gain favors with them.
我们来看亚伯拉罕，同样的亚伯拉罕跟罗德，他怎样抢救罗德的过程。
And therefore, when we look at the Bible once again in Genesis chapter 14, how does Abraham actually save Lot?
创世纪呢十四章第十八到二十节，当四王跟五王打仗的时候，那罗德被掳去嘛，亚伯拉罕就带人呢去救罗德出来。
And therefore, when we see that these kings go to war, and when the Lord was captured by the enemy, how Abraham mobilized the others to save Lot.
那他把罗德救出来的时候，就什么有很多战利品是属于亚伯拉罕的嘛
？So after Abraham saved Lot, there were many trophies and many properties that they won over from this war.
那所多玛王就告诉这个亚伯拉罕说：“哦，战利品在他当中，你要拿多少你就拿去吧。”
And therefore, we see King Melchizedek told Abraham that actually with this victory.Whatever that you want, you can please receive from this property.
但是他忘记了，是亚伯拉罕打胜仗呢。在那个时代，是亚伯拉罕打胜仗，所有的战利品都是属于亚伯拉罕的。
But he forgot that actually it was Abraham who mobilized his men, and it was Abraham who fought against the enemy and saved Lot. And actually, in actual fact, all the properties belongs to Abraham.
但是所多玛王呢，却没有去尊荣 亚伯拉罕却告诉他说，哎，这些战利品你要拿多少你拿多少，好像这些战利品是所多玛王的，但是是错的，原本就是属于亚伯拉罕的。
And therefore we see that the king didn't realize that this property actually belongs to Abraham, and Abraham does not require his permission to actually take or to take possession of these properties.
So Abraham said, no, 你只要把我的这些打仗的人呢，他们应得的你分给他，其他的我不拿，免得你以后说我亚伯拉罕得到祝福是你所多玛王给我的。
Therefore, Abraham's reply to the king of Gomorrah was that you only need to give this whatever that my men who fought this war, you give it to them whatever that they deserve and not give it to me, so that they will not say that it was you who gave them this property, but it was through them, their effort that they won these properties.
那亚伯拉罕呢是这样的尊荣他的所有的仆人的。
And therefore we see in this episode Abraham actually honor his servants who fought together with him.
他不但是这样的，当那个撒冷王这边十八节到二十节讲说，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼跟酒出来迎接他，他是至高神的祭司。他为亚伯拉罕祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福给亚伯拉罕，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。亚伯拉罕就把什么所得的拿了十分之一给麦基洗德。
And therefore in Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 to 20 we also see then if the Bible says then Melchizedek king of Salem brought our bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abraham saying, blessed be Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and praise be to King God Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand. Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
亚伯拉罕知道他就是什么，就是尊荣的大祭，就是大祭司。
Therefore, here in this story, we see Abraham knows that King Melchizedek actually was a high priest of God.
他尊荣这个上，他尊荣这个领袖，所以他把十分之一呢献上给他。
And he honored the king by giving him the tenth of all that he has.
因着这样呢，亚伯拉罕以后得的祝福是更大了。
And because of that, what he received as a blessing was even greater than what he gave to the king of Salem.
尊荣神呢，和尊荣神的仆人呢，都是一样得祝福的。
And therefore, here in this story, we see honoring God's servant and honoring God is actually quite similar.
所以上帝在箴言三章九到十节讲说，你要与财物和一切出手的土长尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓库必满。充满有余，你的酒渣有新酒盈溢。
Therefore, in Proverbs chapter 3, we also see the proverb says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with overflowing, and your vats will be brimmed with new wine." Over with new wine.
我告诉你，尊荣领袖是件非常重要跟蒙福的事。
So to me, to be able to honor leaders to me is something that is very important that which one of us should do.
上帝说你尊荣我的话呢，当然他这边是用财物，但是呢，尊荣神呢不一定就是要财物。
Although here in Proverbs he says that honor the Lord with your wealth, but to me it is more than wealth that we should use to honor the Lord.
当你懂得怎么样跟上帝建立关系，懂得怎么样服侍他的话呢？我告诉你，那个就是一个尊荣神啊。
When we learn how to honor the Lord with our heart, honor the Lord with our service, that is also important ways of how we can honor the Lord.
我记得，在我出来啊，我本来是跟跟一个英文教会，我们两个在一起了。但是我们的主任牧师他不懂得怎么样牧养华文教会，他是一个 banana gun， 所以他不懂，他就说，不然你自己去独立吧。
So when I first started in my ministry, I was partnering with another English-speaking pastor who was the senior pastor. But because he doesn't fully understand our Chinese culture, therefore he kind of gave me permission for me to start my own church.
当然在过程当中肯定是有一些冲突啦。
But of course, in the partnership along the way, there were some conflicts and some moments of disagreement.
那我们又住在同一个区里面呢。
And at the same time, we both were staying in the same kind of community.
我告诉你弟兄姐妹们， 你讨厌一个人啊，是最笨的一件事情。
And therefore, let me show you that when you dislike somebody, it's something that is very stupid.
那时候我还不大懂了，所以我有一点气他。但是每一次在小区里面，我看到他的时候呢，哎，是他得罪我了。但是我看到他啊，是我想的，不是他想的。
But because we were living in such close proximity, each time I see him, I kind of my dislikeness of him caused me to avoid him. But in this avoidance, he was the one who had done me wrong and not me. But yet I was the one avoiding him.
但是上帝责备我。
Then one day the Lord actually spoke to me.
我有一天呢，我就去他的办公室，跟他道歉，说，哎 ，Pastor， 实际上我们不是很大的挣扎，但是也要跟他道歉说。我心里面不爽你啦，很生气你啊！现在我跟你道歉啊，我们和好吧。
Therefore, one day the Lord spoke to me, so I went to his office and then actually apologized to him that I have this ill feeling about him. But actually, it was all about a small matter. But yet, the Lord convicted me for me to apologize, and I actually apologized to my pastor then.
他就很高兴嘞。然后两个礼拜后，他说：“哎，我们教会忘记蹦几周年纪念，你可以不来参加我们的周年纪念会。”
And after that, things were kind of doing well. And a couple of weeks later, their church was celebrating some kind of celebration, anniversary celebration. And he actually invited me to join him in this celebration.
然后他就说：“哎，不然你上台啊，讲几句话啊。”我说 ：“OK， 我就上台讲了十分钟的感谢的话了。”还有一些祝福的话。
And also invited me to kind of share about 10 minutes of sharing a testimony. So I kind of went and also share some testimony over that.
完了之后呢，下来的时候呢，他就拿一张支票，说这是20,000奉献给你们的教会。
And after that, the pastor actually gave me a love offering. He said, "Here is $20,000 of offering for your church."
我告诉你，去跟人家和好是一件很美的事，对不对？
Therefore, you see, to honor someone and reconcile someone is something that is good that we should do.
那么去年底呢？哎，前年底，22年，前年底呢？他已经是70多岁了，要80了了。那我就跟我太太去找他啊。我们重新的 honor 他说，哎 ，Pastor， 我们很感谢你这些年来教导我们呐、
啊。And then about maybe 2022, the pastor is already maybe in his 80s. My wife and I actually went to visit him and told the pastors that we appreciate his guidance and his blessing and his teaching over the years to help us along our way of ministries.
因为他训练我们呢是一种。以色列军队的训练方法。
My pastor, the way he trained us was a very strict, almost like the early days when the Israelis were training our Singapore army.
你迟到的话呢，要罚款，而且迟到三次的时候扣一天的 leave。
So if you are late for a couple of hours, you will be fined, and if you are late for three times.
Cut one day leave.
Yes. If you late three times, you will be deducted from your leave for one day.
6点放工，你做到8点，他说：“哦，这个是服侍神。”
So if you work from 6 to 8, you say, "Oh, this is your offering and your service to the Lord."
但是我告诉你，他的训练呢，就是因为那几年跟他在一起训练，我才能够带领现在的教会。
Therefore, as I'm looking back, thankfully because of his demand and the training very tough on us, it actually grew me and helped me to be able to walk through the ministry.
他说，那些 layman 啊，那些我们的这些执事啊，他们拜一到拜六工作，礼拜天就来服侍上帝。那你们同工也是一样啊，拜一到拜六服侍礼，做工，礼拜天来服侍上帝啦，所以没有 off。
And he also mentioned that because the lay people work from Monday to Friday and Saturday, Sunday they serve the Lord, and therefore to you also need to work Monday to Friday and weekend serve the Lord. Therefore, there is no off day for full-time workers.
我跟他讲说 ，Pastor 不可以啦，我们讲华语的人情一定要 less， 我们星期一 off 啦，不然会起笑了嘛。
So I share with my pastors, the pastors, we can't work 24/7 and you know, without rest, we need actually one day off.
因为我们每天面对的都是一样的人，但是他们那些会有这些，他们是在公司工作， 所以礼拜天来的话是面对不同的人，是不一样的。
So I told my pastors that for workers who work at home Monday to Friday and weekend, when they come to church, they meet different people, so it's different from the full-time workers.
啊，最后他说 OK 了，那么你们 Monday 就去 off。
So finally, very reluctantly, he gave us a Monday off.
但是我告诉你，那前年我去，哦，那他说，哎 ，Pastor， 我不要等到你追思礼拜的时候才讲几句话，你听不到了了。
And so in my last visit to him, he said, Pastors, I want to honor you. We don't want to leave it during your funeral eulogy, but I want to tell you now while you are still here to receive what we want to tell you.
那我刚才我就跟他讲说，谢谢你这些年来的教导了，直到我们讲啊，真的是感谢主了。
So I appreciate the pastors for all his teaching and all his guidance over the years in ministry.
他说：“哎，没有，现在你做的比我好了，你的教会的人还比我的人还来得多嘞，你是成功的嘞。”
And then he said, "No. It's I who I want to thank you. I think you are more successful in your ministry. You have done a good job building your church."
来，我就跟我的 pastor 讲说 ，Pastor， 你知道吗？你那个使人成功的那个人是最成功的人了。
So I told my pastor, the one who helps someone to be successful is the successful person.
Yeah, 哇，他很高兴，原来他 make 很多人 success.
So my pastor was very happy because he was the one who actually helped many pastors to be successful.
然后两个礼拜之后呢，我就收到另外一个支票50,000块。
And after that, a couple of weeks later, I received another check from this pastor, and he gave me a love offering of 50,000.
更妙的是不是去年年底的时候他有一个 center 是做那个社区服务的 center 他们做不成功了，所以他就说，哎，不然我们给你，你来做好不好？
And then end of last year they have a kind of a social work center and it wasn't doing well, and then the pastor kind of approached me that Eugene, Pastor Eugene, would you like to take over this center?
我真的是感谢主，因为我们的那个地方已经不够用了，所以我们头痛要找一个地方，但是那个找地方租很贵的，哇，他就这样免费的给我们，你看。
So we were thankful because for our own ministry, we were actually overloaded. We were actually looking for expansion, but we were not able to find a location. But so we were thankful for these pastors for offering his place for our use for free.
他说：“我们来合作，你们出人，你们去做，我出钱。”
So he was very generous. He says, "Okay, you mobilize your people. I will mobilize my money."
因为他们很真的是很有钱的、啊、他们。
Because they were kind of well off, where they are.
So, 当我们去尊荣一个人的时候
，Therefore, when we honor a leader, honor someone,
上帝的祝福就在我们当中，但是不是钱而已。我告诉你，哦。
The Lord's blessing will be with you, but I want to tell you, the Lord's blessing is not only restricted to money.
是真的，我们蒙上帝给我们很多为我们开路的祝福。
We can see the Lord's blessing is the Lord open ways and the Lord grant us favors in way that we cannot comprehend, but that is the way of the Lord in blessing us.
不但是他给我们那个地方用，他还介绍很多管道让我们认识。使我们能够把人集中在这里来服侍那个社区的人。
Therefore, when we took over this location, God not only gave us a new location, but He also opened doors and helped us to have many connections so that our work can actually take off from there.
所以真的尊荣你们的领袖是一个最大的祝福。
Therefore, truly, it is important for us to honor leaders so that we can receive blessings from the Lord.
所以福气是从哪里来呢？而蒙福的人呢？是懂得谦卑待人跟尊荣神尊荣人的人。
Therefore, blessings come from God, and blessed people know how to be humble and honor others.
当我们谦卑的，也懂得尊荣人的时候，上帝就与我们同在，那个是最大的祝福。
So I believe when we learn how to be humble and to treat others, honor others, the Lord will bless us. And to me, that is the greatest blessing that we can receive from God.
Yeah. 所以今天是正月初二、哦、
And today is the second day of the Chinese Lunar New Year.
让我们从今天开始学习怎么样的谦卑，怎么样的去尊荣人。
Let us learn how to be humble and let us learn how to honor the leaders among us.
好。我们就一起的来祷告。
Let's
我们请敬拜同上来。
Let's bow with your prayer, and we'd like to invite the worship team to come forward.
没有啊 ，OK， 不要紧。来，我们就站起来。我想今天我要跟大家做一个祷告。
I would like to pray for you today。
我不是说我们不谦卑。
I'm not saying that we are not humble enough。
但是我告诉你，谦卑不是一件很容易的事情。
But truly, I want to share with you that to be humble is not something that is easily done。
我们必须要真正的认识神，从上帝那里得到谦卑的那种勇气。
To be truly humble is to know God, and to truly know God is to have the courage to be humble.
那我们站起来，我们一起做一个这样的祷告。
Let us all arise and let us pray.
我们伸出我们的手来领受上帝要我们做的事。
Let's lift up our hands and ask God to bless us and ask God to help us to be more humble.
亲爱的主耶稣。
My dear Lord Jesus,
我们在这里
Lord, we are here this morning.
向你祷告
We pray.
求你帮助我们
We ask that Lord, may you help us.
让我们在待人处事的时候
Help us, O Lord, whether we how as we interact with different people.
我们谦卑的去对待人。
May we be humble in treating them just as you are humble in treating us.
当我们放下自己的时候
As we learn how to die to ourselves,
那我们就真正的是谦卑的人。
That is when we are able to come in humility before you.
也求你帮助我们
Lord, we also ask that you will help us.
懂得怎样尊荣人。
Know how to honor people around us,
尤其是尊荣我们的领袖
especially to honor the leaders that are among us.
神你的话也是说，当我们尊荣我们的领袖的时候呢，我们的领袖也会得到欢心。
Lord, you also teach us that as we learn how to honor our leaders will also receive the encouragement from us.
他们在神的面前可以被交代。
They will also be accountable and to see the work that they have done among their people.
求你帮助我们。
So Lord, we pray that you help us this morning.
让我们能够把这两件事情做好。
Help us, O Lord, this new year to be able to do this, do thing.
让这个新年的开始。
In the beginning of this new Chinese Lunar New Year,
我们懂得怎样的谦卑，懂得怎样的尊荣。
We learn how to be humble and how to honor people around us.
你给我们信心。
Lord, give us faith and courage.
让我们能够更加的与你有亲密的关系。
Help us, O Lord, to have wisdom by walking and obeying your word.
使我们能够更加的认识你。
Help us, O Lord, this year to even know you better.
我们才能够真正的得到你的祝福。
So that we can truly receive the blessings that are from you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord, for your presence and with us this morning.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名字祷告。
In the victorious name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.